for listening to or watching the Upland Down Under podcast, and I chose recording live on Thursday the 28th of March at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. On tonight's show, we're going to catch up on the Upland market floors, check in one last time on the neighbourhood ratings for March. We've got Blossom season passes in the store, and there's some very exciting speculation kicking around about what the next city release might potentially be. The main topic for tonight's show is WTAF. Which came first, the llama or the llama egg? What's going on here? Has Upland looped the llama? We've also got a couple of quips about some pretty substantial issues that one Uplander believes must be addressed ASAP. And of course, we'll take a look at another Upland community member spotlight, care of the Dynamic Node Builders team. We've also got 45,000 UPEX and two Samurai Aquatics map assets to give away. And we've got the Swally's Hit 50 Spark Celebration prize wheel to run as well. All that and more on this, the Upland Down Under podcast. If you're wondering how you can take part in the live recordings of this podcast, I dropped the link to the live podcast in the NBA server Thursday nights at about 6:45 p.m. AEST. You might see over to my left on the right-hand side of the screen. If you listen on the Spotify, you can, of course. Tonight's show is brought to you by well-known and well-loved Uplander Umbrella Boy and his very eye-catching structure ornament Metaventure. And he's got a bit of a blurb here. Are you looking to prepare for Blossom season? Yep, I think most of us are. Or are you just looking for that special ornament that will delight and horrify your neighbours? Please consider iRobot, the Blossom season entry in the Eye for All Seasons series of ranch house ornaments, available now and in limited quantities, exclusively at Eye Showroom. Whether you're a discerning eyeball connoisseur or just eyeball curious, Eye Showroom is your one-stop shop for all your eyeball structure ornamental needs. Feast your eyes on what's currently on offer at 17273 Woodbine Street in the Eye neighborhood of Detroit. Keep your eyes or ears peeled until later in the show to find out how you can go in the running to win one of the awesome Eye Classic structure ornaments. And make sure you get on over to Twitter on X and give Umbrella Boy a follow. Pretty easy one, I should say, at Umbrella Boy. So yes, I did manage to get, didn't even do the right thing. Sorry about that, Umbrella Boy. I forgot to press the button. There it is. So we'll go over it again. Umbrella. What is it? iRobot Ranch House Ornaments. I managed to get one of these iRobot ones. That is the one that you can put on as part of the Blossom season. I put mine on for a property in South Lake Tahoe. I didn't actually have any ranch houses, so that was the first ranch house, and it finished a couple of days ago. So I asked him if he had any images of, you know, all of the other series that he's got out there, and he sent me this image that is apparently care of Shaktalin from Twitter. So shout out to Shaq for putting that together. He's got a whole bunch of these coming out that's all related to the entire seasonal spectrum. So I don't know, I think they look pretty cool, pretty interesting concept all in all. So yes, make sure you go on and check that out. The address, if you didn't catch it, it is 17273 Woodbine Street in the Eye neighborhood of Detroit. So like I said before, what came first, the llama or the llama egg? I wonder what came first, the Eye neighborhood that he landed in, or the idea for this kind of series of events. Who knows? All right, let's stop flapping our eyes and get into the Breaking Badly news and take a look at what's currently happening in the Upland market floor stats. Yeah, Swally, you were saying that the lot properties and whatnot is kind of getting out of control here. So thank you very much for the extra time that it takes to weed through all of that stuff and get it done and dusted. And get it ready for us. What do we got this week? I'll do the averages first. 90-day average transaction volume. Very good to see some green here again. 2 weeks in a row, I believe. Transaction volume up 1.8%. Trading volume up 0.9%. Unique active wallets for the 7 days also up just under 1%. Was 62,610 last week. Now a bit over 63,000. Nice, nice, nice. Total unminted properties. We had... yeah, a bit over 3,000 properties minted through the week, which is, that's pretty much the average. It usually floats around the 3,000. Up upland floor market percentages. Well, look at this. There's one there. What's that? Kansas is 30%, LA 30%, Nashville 30%, Porto 30%. A lot of these floors are dropping like a stone. I don't think it's going to be very long before we see some of those established under 30%. Bit of conversation going backwards and forwards this evening, actually, on Twitter with Happy MFR, who put a tweet out, or however the hell you say it, an X out, about the floor markups and what could possibly done, if anything, to help prop those up. I said, well, you could just buy up the floor and buy up some of mine for sale. That would be very nice. But yes, I don't know if it's something Upland's concerned about. I do know, as a buy for UPX and sell for USD flipper, it's not the greatest of situations, but if you're on the flip side, if you are buying for the USD, pretty good indeed for you. What else is flapping about there? Lots in the 30s. Birmingham holding strong at 60%. Brooklyn just under. Brooklyn and Buenos Aires still around there. Fresno, for some reason, still going gangbusters. 81% USD there. Manhattan, 94%. Interesting, that's below 100. And then a bit all over the place. Lots of 30s, and then, yeah, right down in the 30s. Rutherford still out there in front, 202. And, of course, the outlier, LaSalle, that one that was on the floor, what was it, $75 or something? Must have got gobbled up because the floor's back to 200. If you are buying in UPX to sell for USD, currently your best bet is Trenton. Buy for $4,100, sell for $3. Other decent options, Stockton, buy for $4,600, sell for $3. And Detroit, buy for $5,265, sell for $3. Can't speak to how quickly they move. Currently, I'm selling in San Francisco, Santa Clara. I did try a couple in Berlin. And there's one more that I did. South Lake Tahoe. Tahoe moves reasonably quickly. San Francisco moves pretty much lickety-split. There is a core bunch of people there that just buy and sell to each other backwards and forwards. Other than that, can't speak to how fast anything else moves because I'm just focusing on those. What else have we got? Any big movers there? Bakersfield up 28.8% on the UPX. Was just under 7,000, now just under 9,000. Something going on there. Bronx up on the USD, was $4.50, up 31% to just under $6. Dallas down on both the USD and UPX. LaSalle, yeah, up massively. As we said, that one on the floor got gobbled up. And what else? Santa Clara down on the UPX and up on the USD. Nope, I got that around the wrong way. Down, up on the UPX and down on the USD. Yeah, myself and a couple of other people battling the USD floor there and buying up the UPX floor, which kind of makes that swing that way. And that's about it. Nothing really sticking out. Your worst bets for buying for UPX and selling for USD is Las Vegas with Miami and Porto following closely by. Right, I'm going to jump straight on over to the neighborhood ratings. Neighborhood ratings leaderboard for March. What have we got? A couple of days left. I'm surprised that Quailwood didn't make a run for it. If they are going to make a run for it, they better hurry up because now the Midtown Terrace's lead has stretched out a bit there. 13.256 to Quailwood's 13.245. The number itself doesn't seem a lot, but to move that much takes quite a lot of effort. Have to wait and see. Nothing's for sure yet. But, yeah, be nice if Midtown Terrace can get it this week. I'll take it if it's available. Otherwise, we'll see how it all pans out. All right, I'm going to stop gasbagging for a second. How's everybody doing, Steve?
I'm pretty good. I'm good.
You're pretty good, yeah?
Yeah. That's good. Looking forward to the weekend.
What do you got planned? You going away? Doing the camping trip? That's as usual?
No. Not me. Not for a while. I haven't been camping in a while. I wish.
Yes. No, not for me either. We are going far from home.
I thought
about
you
you,
might.
Swally man? Getting up to anything? Oh, sorry, what were you going to say?
I thought you might go away with the kids or do something special.
We're still waiting to get the house fixed up, and after all this latest rain we've had, my gosh, do I have some stuff to gurney off the pathways and that? It's gonna be probably a day and a half of me out there with the gurney, getting rid of the slime off the pavers.
Damn.
Catch up on some jobs. How about you, Swally? Doses of reality. What do you got kicking away for the next couple of days? Anybody in chat as well? Jump in.
No plans at this stage. It might work if the phone rings, but now I'll probably just stay home with the missus and not get up to too much. But having you talking about stopping gas bagging, I'm hoping that you don't, because I haven't read today's releases, so, and there's been a couple. So I was hoping you'd explain to me what happened.
No, well, I haven't read them either, so let's just dive in it and we'll go through it together, shall we? We'll make it up as we go along. If I can work out how to use StreamYard, it's been a while. Not that one, should be this one. Yes, so we did see, of course, Blossom season passes have been released. Again, the actual passes themselves, I did see a few people sharing the images of them. Does look pretty cool. Same deal as before, $6.99, unlimited supply. I did see there's a lot of people in this particular batch buying up two, like I did in last season, one to burn and one to hold on to. How are we going? Did we get into it? I'm committed to sitting this one out. I'm just trying not to buy anything whatsoever with USD.
Come on, you can fork out 15,000 UPX to help somebody else out. I already bought mine.
I could.
I think you should. I think you should support Upland. I mean, there's always plenty of players hoping to, you know, convert $7 into 15,000 UPX.
You slap me again. Well, I am giving away 45,000.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Complete tight ass.
So you gave away a million not that long ago.
Yes. No. I don't know. Maybe I'll regret it. Maybe this season will be just absolutely epic, and I'll be kicking myself. I don't think so, but we'll see how it goes.
No, I don't think so either. But you know, got to be in it to win it.
He's brought and burnt.
Come on, it's Blossoms. Of course I've bought it and burn it.
Yes, actually, I haven't burnt
one. Blossom on there. Well, you better do it. There's not much point having it sitting there unless you're going to be a collector.
Yeah, I bought it and then just, because you don't get it straight away, and then I just forgot about it.
Yes. I got a Frost Block Explorer through the week just suddenly popped up. I didn't think I qualified for that structure ornament thing, but apparently
showed up on the list. That's what I'm saying. You got the same reward I got, and I put in $200 and about 200,000 UPX, and you got the same reward I got. So you wonder why I'm a bit dirty about it.
Yes.
I won't be trying again.
Well, yeah, that's kind of my take on this.
I may do the one just to tick off, assuming that there's a challenge for it in the season. Was it gamified earnings? But outside of that, which I don't own at the moment, but you know, Umbrella Boys block, what do you call it, structural ornaments are pretty cool, so I might go out and grab one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just pressed stop share. I was supposed to press share. Yeah, make sure you get over and check that out, because they do look pretty cool. We'll go back and give them a bit of an extra shout out there. Apparently these were all submitted when there was... What did we have previously before, Lily? Was it 9 seasons or something?
Oh, I can't remember at all.
Yeah.
But it seems so long ago.
Yeah, but apparently Upland... It looks like Upland has worked with Umbrella Boy to get these set up to match all the different seasons. So, yeah, he's going to have the full series there with the same sort of theme. So,
happiest luck.
Pretty cool. Yes.
He's going to do very well out of it.
Yeah, and I was surprised. The supply, if my memory serves me correct, was 555 or something like that. So he's certainly not been too greedy as far as the supply goes. So yeah, if you do want to get yourself into the Blossom structure ornament situation for that, gamified earnings and whatnot, get on over there and check out what he's got going on in the Iron neighborhood of Detroit. Has been a pretty slow news week all in all. So when it's a bit of a slow news week, people like to do a bit of speculation, and I'm jump straight over and give a shout out again to Shaqdon, who's all over the place at the moment with different things going on. So the Shaqy, if you didn't see it, over on her YouTube channel, which I believe is Shaq Attack, there'll be a link to the description anyway, you can check it out. She has recently dropped a video that goes into her speculation about what the next city might be. She believes that it might be Paris for a few different reasons. Got to say, her backstory about her great-great-great-grandfather or something, that was pretty cool. Now, Shaq mentioned that Upland is currently making structure ornaments that look, what is it, we got hot air balloons and blimps and all sorts of stuff like that. And apparently Paris was where the first method of flight with hot air balloons first took off. Swally and I were talking about it before we got kicked off, that it'd be a bit strange to have hot air balloons as a transportation mechanic, but Upland's got to sell stuff to keep the lights on in the office, so who would know? Did you happen to see this video? Have you checked it out? What do you reckon, Paris?
Yeah, I watched the video. I mean, Paris, I think it's a safe bet anyway, given the Olympics are going to be there later on this year. But yeah, it's a cool story, the backstory, and I can't see it being released as a transport option, but definitely block explorers and structural ornaments, 100%.
Yes. I don't know. Was that on your radar, Lily? Did you see that video yet?
I haven't watched it yet, no. But I was aware that it was around. I just haven't had time.
Yes. All right, so it should be interesting. We do know Genesis Week's coming up. They like to do big, massive city releases for that, if they can. But they don't always follow what the predictions are either, so who would know? Trendy Prop said, aboard, mate. Trendy said, maybe Hong Kong. If you look at the image, there is a Chinese junk. Interesting. The bands come on Paris before and Hong Kong during Genesis. Maybe indeed. Have to wait and see. But yes, get on over there and check it out. Shaq puts out a bunch of stuff. Make sure you give her a follow. Slow news week, as I said. So when I was sitting down to think about, well, what are we going to do the main topic for this week's show? And I always kind of think of a thumbnail to go to kind of help inspire me. I usually make the thumbnail and then work around it from that. And of course, we did have, I saw this pop up when I woke up. I don't know when it was, yesterday morning at 4 a.m. or something when I got up. I saw this and thought, what the bloody hell is this? Find the right button. So we got egg venture hidden treasures. I saw these chubby looking llama egg things and I couldn't help but just laugh. What the hell are these things? Welcome to Upland's first ever egg venture legit Easter celebration. Spring is here, and with it, Upland proudly introduced a brand new event that's sure to add an extra layer of excitement to your Upland experience, the egg venture legit Easter celebration. His mouthful. For the first time in Upland, players will embark on a unique adventure hunting for special eggs that unlock exclusive rewards. Okay, I thought we were doing away with these sorts of hunts. Previously, Easter time, we've had all sorts of competitive treasures and whatnot for Easter eggs. What does it say here? In this inaugural Easter event, players have the opportunity to collect unique eggs. These aren't just any eggs, they're your ticket to obtaining an exclusive Easter go-kart. Okay, so it's kind of like a really weird looking Kinder Surprise.
I don't think it's treasure hunting either.
It's not hunting. They've used the wrong words completely.
Really? That's greasy. All right, let's see. The Easter bundle. When you acquire an Easter bundle, buy, you're greeted with Easter egg legits, each bundle containing one unique egg out of six possible types, but these eggs are not merely for collection, they hold potential treasures. By choosing to burn your Easter egg legits, you unveil the hidden rewards inside. So, yeah, it's like a Kinder Surprise, ranging from the charming egg llama, which is those weird bloody-looking things, to the highly sought-after Property Legit card. Property Legit card. Once the Easter eggs are received in their wallets, players can immediately proceed to burn them. So acquire means buy. I'm assuming this is going to be USD, and you get one. It's a one chance, one deal.
$13, I think.
Ooh. With only 24 available, the Property Legit card is your golden ticket to luxury. Burn this card to claim a Beverly Hills Collection property, which will be directly transferred to your asset wallet after the burn event's burn deadline. The burn deadline is Friday. Okay, so this is the carrot to go with the theme. Only 24, so very, very low chances there. The charm of egg llamas, or the absolute horror and bizarreness, hence my WTAF. Egg llamas aren't just cute. I guess so. They're the key to unlocking an even bigger prize. Collect and burn these three unique egg llamas to burn three unique egg llamas to get your hands on a special rare Easter go-kart. After players burn their egg llamas, the type of cart they receive is determined by a random selection process with two available versions, different colours. Okay. Egg llamas will become available for burning starting Friday, what is it, March 29th. All right, bundle sale is happening pretty much mofo AM. Tomorrow, 900 bundles available, price $13. Wow, okay. So, if you want to, if you want to go into the gamble, the very low possibility gamble for one of these property carrots, that's $13 for one chance at that, right? You pay your money, you get one egg, you crack the egg, and you either get the property pass or you get one of these freaky-looking egg llama things. So if you want to go the next stage and you want to roll the dice for one of the go-karts. Oh, no, this is not a... This is a definite, isn't it? Collect and burn. Yeah. So you got to buy three of them, and then you get a go-kart. So this is pricing these go-karts at $39 each. Is that reasonable?
And that's only if you don't get a property thrown at you.
Well, if you get a property, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. So,
no, I don't think so. Not for $13.
No. So I think, yeah, that's... I don't know about those prices. Got to buy three to burn it. Sounds a bit rich for me.
I would have preferred an egg map asset and left it at that.
Or at least, yeah, a more chance of something like that, eh? You could either get a chance at a egg map asset or one of these freaking bizarre looking things. Yeah, even then, $13 for one map asset? Yeah, that's reasonable, I suppose, depending on what it is, the quality and whatnot. I don't know, these egg things, they freak me out, the look of those. What's happening in chat? Anything? No. Swally, you're very quiet on the whole thing. They tempted you with the season pass to get some of your USD. What about some freaky egg dudes and dudettes?
Yeah, as I said, this is what I hadn't read. I saw it pop up this morning and I thought I'll get to it later and just haven't got around to it. I'm reading that. I'm not into racing, so I'm not overly enthusiastic for the car. And to date, I've had zero luck with anything that involves luck. So my chances of getting a land, like, yeah. I'm just over any of those sort of... I just want to buy what I know I'm going to get and leave it at that. I don't want to just buy a raffle ticket. So even with the...
Yeah.
Even with the totems, like, I opened... I think I bought 9. I opened them all up and I got the lesser or the more common of the 2 varieties each week every single time. So I'm like, yeah, I just give up on this stuff.
Oh, sorry, Link, you finish your thought.
I was just going to say, I'm into Lucky Dips, but I'm not into paying, well, for us, that's close to $20 for every Lucky Dip. So, no.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's from a personal standpoint, I think it's a shame that we Upland seems to have moved right away from the community-focused events in Layer 1 for the special type of, you know, yearly celebrations, Christmas, you know, Easter as a prime example, Halloween and whatnot. Previous to this, there was all sorts of different stuff we used to do. This is just a sale, really. Maybe there's something else coming. I don't know. It doesn't seem very community-focused, community-minded. It's just, hey, you buy some more stuff to help us keep the lights on in the office, which is fair enough. But, I don't know, seems like another missed opportunity.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe two versions.
I don't have an issue with them selling stuff for USD, but when it's stuff like this, I mean, if that had been in UPEX, I would have thrown 100K at it, but it's in USD and I'm just not going to take part.
Yeah, but it's probably a missed opportunity here to have, like they did with some of these recent sales where they've got a tiered system. So if you want to go, if you want to take the gamble for that, the Beverly, whatever it was, collection properties, well, you might want to pay the $13, but if you want to just take a punt at some of these eggs or whatever and include other things like map assets, block explorers, put some variety out there, have some different price points, because yeah, you're right, when I look at that, I'm not looking at $13, I'm looking at $20 realistically, and if I'm gonna times that by three to even have a chance, and my luck is almost as dog poo as Swally's, guaranteed I'd double up and get two of the same, so I'd have to buy a fourth one or trade it or something like that. And yeah, you're talking about, that's quite a lot of cheddar for what is a very, very simple go-kart, unless this go-kart has got some mad-ass stats on it compared to the other UGC go-karts that are already out there or that are in development.
Yes. All karts are the same stats, apparently.
Are they? Well, there you go, yeah. Because maybe it's the low mid number of this that make it more valuable or something, but yeah, the UGC karts, especially D-Tex and some of the other ones that Slab and them have got coming out, looks way better, so... More price points, please, and yeah, please, let's get it. Even though it's a lower chance with the UPX sales, and they always sell out way faster and whatnot, let's get some more of them up, because yeah, that's a bit much for my taste, which is a bit of a shame. So yeah, a bit of a shame that this Easter pretty much won't be doing anything Easter related, nothing there that kind of tempts me to get interested in.
No Easter egg hunt either.
Yeah. So, come on. We're spruiking that Upland has the best community out there. We're about to do airdrop campaigns and we want to onboard more people. We've done awesome community events in the past. Let's dive back into that more, please. How much of this is a hangover from expecting that Layer 2 is going to pick up the slack on all of these sort of things? I'm not sure. But, all Layer 1 stuff that supports all people within the Upland community. I don't think that would be a bad thing. Let's put it that way. All right, moving on. This week's quips. If you have an Upland-related question, insight, provocation, or statement that we could dive into on this weekly podcast, then there's a link to the quips Google form in the description. It's very easy to do. Get over there, do some clickety-clacking, and if you include your in-game name in your submission and it's used on the show, you win yourself some kind of prize. I don't really have any rhyme or reason on the prizes that I come up with for this. Some weeks it's 10,000. This week it's going to be 15,000 because the person submitted two and they're quite detailed. I think I did the same thing last week for Angry. But this week we've got a couple of quips from Trendy Prop, who is in the house tonight, about some pretty substantial issues that he believes Upland must address ASAP. I don't know, I'll just have a look here. Trendy, are you able to jump in or are you just ears only? It's always hard to tell. Oh, he's bounced out again, is he? Oh no, there he is. Well, I'll add you to the stage anyway. If you do want to jump in at some stage, you're available to do so. So what's got to be in his bonnet? Oh, you're having breakfast. All right. So he starts off by saying the Upland referral system could be significantly improved by some adjustments. This would benefit both new users and existing Uplanders, the referral giver. He's got some points here. Number one, Currently, there is no option to manually enter, add, or change the referrer afterwards once it's been done. For example, as long as a new user has visitor status, there could be an option to manually enter the referral code of the referral giver. If the referral link didn't work, was not used, or a different referral code was used unintentionally. Yeah, I think that's a good point. It'd be good to see that within the UI. You can clearly see, it'd be nice to see what the referral code is, the name of the uplander that matches to, and it'd be good to see a tick once you'd actually use it. Because I know there's been a lot of frustrations all through the history of the referral system where people have signed up with referrals, a referral code, and not known if they've done it correctly, whether it worked or whatnot. So yes, that'd be awesome. And he goes on to say, official Upland landing pages and content pages should not use any referral code. Right. For example, he noticed that the join Upland links have an embedded referral code. See the Sparklet airdrop landing page for an example. If a prospective user reads up on various sites before creating an account, it can easily happen that they do not use the provided referral link, but instead use a join Upland link from one of the sites they have read on. Yeah. He goes on to say, the Upland app should also include a way to query the referrer or provide an option to add or change the current referrer if no referral link was used. Yep, I think that's all pretty good. And number 2 point, he said here, the referral bonus should be adapted as the minimum passive property earnings have been reduced and higher earnings can now only be achieved by completing certain tasks. Upland is no longer as attractive as a passive income source, especially for new users, as it used to be. Consequently, one of the main arguments for recommending it to others has changed, in brackets gone away. Additionally, property mint prices have also increased over time, making it more difficult to progress without initial and regular investments. Therefore, the attractiveness of the referral bonus could be increased by increasing the maximum investment amount eligible for the bonus from USD 100 to 200, in addition to slightly increasing the starting capital to 8,000 UPX. Number 3, referral giver and referral user should automatically be connected via auto-activated chat. That'd be good. Right, so there's a bit to unpack there. Anybody want to jump in with their 2 cents on that? Referral links? I've never really played around with trying to spam and sprig mine out there too much. I've had a few from way back in the day. Yeah. I think most people, unless you're coming in as a friend of a friend, most people just miss the referral stage and they just blindly blunder into things, download it, and before they know it, oh, bummer, I missed out on that.
Yeah, I missed out.
Sorry?
Yeah, I missed out because I didn't understand it. I mean, it's not a bad idea. I can't see Upland implementing it because that's work for them to cost them more money. So I don't see them implementing it, but it's not a bad idea.
Yes. I wonder if they'd probably be very reluctant to increase it because of the drama that happened. Like it used to be, was it unlimited or up to 10 million or something? It did get abused to all sorts by a few very interesting kind of situations that happened. And then, of course, multi-accounters and the cancel the credit card transaction and all sorts of shenanigans went on with it back in the day. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if they changed it. Maybe a bump from 100 to 200 wouldn't break the bank because and the increasing the starting UPX amount. They've done campaigns like that in the past where I don't know if it was Wombat or something like that, but if you signed up via a certain platform, instead of the, whatever it is, 4,500, you got 6,000 or a slight boost. If you haven't seen LSlack, the Volga Uplander, he has a YouTube channel and he started to put out some content related to assisting new players that are onboarding. And he kind of breaks it down, like if you are coming in with just that limited amount, how to go about making the most of that. So yeah, 4,500 UPX don't go very far these days, even with Starter City. So
I think it's 6,000, but I think most people could put the $5 in as well to get to the whatever that next stage is, which would give you 11,000. And starting at Stockton or whatever the other one's called, like he said in his video, you could easily turn that into 20,000-30,000, which is a good start. And you can start, and you're starting off at 5% interest, which I mentioned when they first talked about it, still better than the bank. And that's your minimum interest. So you're only working up from there. So you start knocking out, and you don't have to do many of those challenges to get it to 10%. Even if, so I think the overall, I think it's not too bad. There's plenty of FSA properties in pretty much every city. My coin still has a bunch that I wouldn't mind snapping up a few myself, but obviously can't.
Yes. Trendy said in chat, Upland has announced that its priority is to grow the community. Pardon me. An attractive referral system can play a role in this. It could also be a mission to bring referrals. Yep. There you go.
That would be hard if it was a mission.
Yeah.
Not wrong. Let's. I mean, most, when you look at most crypto sites and stuff like that, they do have that referral system in there to try and encourage, especially games and stuff like that. So he's not wrong, and it's definitely a good idea, especially for content creators like yourself. Yeah, I would struggle personally, but again, that's the one.
Yeah, even the financial aspects aside, if they weren't to do anything like that, I think some of the suggestions he's made about improvements within the UI system to help track it all, and that'd be a massive positive change. All right, he goes on to say in a follow-up quips, Upland should address app ratings. Number one, negative reviews and comments. Upland does respond to negative reviews and comments, but there does respond, but there are ways to have old and particularly negative reviews and comments deleted. For example, he recently recommended Upland to a friend. The friend was interested but wanted to read some reviews first. When Trendy Prop asked him a few days later, he said he didn't want to try it because of the many negative reviews and the low overall rating in the App Store. I like this. He's not just saying the problem. He's given us a solution as well. So the problem, he clarifies, is many of these reviews are old and address issues that have been fixed or no longer apply, but they still have a significant impact on whether someone installs the app. A potential solution he's put forward, Upland could delete very old and inappropriate comments or use a version system for the app to keep reviews and comments for old versions separate from the current version. Yeah, that's pretty standard practice in most mobile games. Number 2 point, he says Upland should be available in all major app stores, including the Microsoft Store. It looks like Upland is not available listed in the Microsoft Store. This means Upland is missing out on a large user base. To reach a wider audience, Upland should also be available in the Microsoft Store, which boasts a large and active user base. All right, reviews. Did you read any reviews when you got on board? Is that something you did? I know people do that.
No, personally, I didn't. I got on board because of, I forget his name now, old mate that was doing some YouTube stuff on a different, NFT project, and he kept doing Upland in between, and that's where I sort of learned about Upland and got involved in it. So, and he pretty much sold me on just from watching his video, so that's how I got involved. I didn't, and I still haven't read any, probably should probably leave a review, I suppose, but no, I don't generally read them anyway, because people that only put, in my opinion, that people only put reviews in if they're upset, like the old no news is good news type thing. People that are happy, you generally just get on with life, and people that whinge and bitch and carry on will be the ones that put in their comments. So I don't take much reviews. I don't take much notice of reviews personally.
I did. I read about 30 or 40 of them, and most of them were negative in some way. But in amongst all of that, I figured out what the game was about.
Nice.
And I thought, well, I think that's still for me, and I joined anyway because, you know, there were tips on what not to do in all those negative reviews.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so. I remember Morchi said something similar, like she came aboard before she downloaded it, and was the same sort of thing. She checked out the reviews and then went from there. I tend to, if I see a game that I'm interested in, I covered a new Web3 game on the Blockweb Beat podcast. I just download it and have a play for a while. pretty much because of the reason that Swally said. People tend to just whine about things that, you know, they take time out of their day to have a whine. Yeah, and LeBan said in chat, the note I just wrote down, LeBan said, we should put in a review if you haven't boost the score. And I wrote down in my notes, leave a review. Maybe that'd be a cool thing for the boosted earnings tasks. Leave a review. Or would that be tempting fate?
That's not a bad idea. To be fair, too, I joined Upland via PC. I didn't come via mobile phone. So I wasn't until well and truly into my Upland experience before I downloaded the app, because I generally didn't use it. And it wasn't until mobile hunting was the only way you could hunt that now... Yeah, I'd probably use the mobile phone to play a lot less than what you'd use a PC to play.
Yeah. I downloaded the app like 2 months ago for the first time.
There you go. Yeah, well. All right, well, as far as the other suggestion to be available on other platforms like Microsoft and whatnot, yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. But as somebody who has done mobile game development in the past as a coder and who's played just a crap ton of mobile games, I'm surprised that Upland has managed to stick with the mobile platform for as long as they have, with, you know, on iPhone and what's the other one, that bloody Android, because it's incredibly frustrating. Like, they're forever doing updates and you got to patch your games and whatnot. So I can't imagine the work that goes on the background that they have to do. So maybe that's opening up a can of worms if they go to other places as well. But usually if it works on one, it doesn't work too badly on the others. But yes, all very good suggestions. And I just noticed that I'm lagging out like a mofo, so I might need to shut a few things. Anyhow, cheers for that, TP, for those two great suggestions and insights there. You've earned yourself 15,000 UPX after fees. Remember that if you submit a quips, link in the description, and you want to claim your prize for doing so, you have to include your in-game name in your submission. Otherwise, I can't send you anything. All right, moving on to the Dynamic Node Builders Getting to Know Community Members segment. In this week's Getting to Know Community Members segment, care of Mesmi and the other members of the Dynamic Node Builders, they're featuring Saint Lucy, who Mesmi has declared is one of her favorite Uplanders and someone who helps keep her on the straight and narrow. Saint Lucy is currently an executive with a net worth just under 14.5 million UPX, with 498 properties and just under 9 Spark. Their home residence is in the Paradise neighborhood of Las Vegas. Took a look at that neighborhood before, and my gosh, it's a monster. Absolute monster of a neighborhood. All right, let's do some sneaky peeky into what St. Lucy's got going on. Yeah, so just under 15 million UPX, as I said, currently just under 360K in the bank. That's not doing too bad. Just under 9 Spark. This progress chart graph, look at that. That's the kind of graph I think everybody would love to have. Mint value, high and above the property's net worth value. And that has been for the very longest time. Good stuff. Number of properties, very stable, very linear there. Same with property's net worth and mint worth. Good on you, St. Lucy. Right, let's go and see the responses to the questionnaire. In-game name, St. Lucy, Uplander since November 2021, been around for a while, been to Las Vegas, yes, Las Vegas native. There you go. Tattoos, yes. Most important thing that you own, a French press coffee maker. One thing you will never do again, fly Frontier Airlines. I've got to hit Mesmi up. We need a secondary follow-up to some of these, because some of these things that they say in here, there's got to be stories behind there. Would you survive the zombie apocalypse? Abso-effin-lutely. Nice. Love it. Bucket list, ride on a UFO. Introvert or extrovert? Introvert. Most common internet search, keyboard shortcuts, pet peeve, please and thank you said together as a comment. And three Uplanders you chat with regularly. Marioso Acra. How do you say that? Acapropy, Apologies for butchering your name, and Mesmi, of course. Good on you, St. Lucy. And yes, Mesmi, if you're listening, throw a shoe at me for that idea. I'd love to do a follow-up to some of the stuff we got going on, because it's always very good, interesting stuff mentioned. Or some doses of reality from the Meat Suitiverse. I love doing those. All right, if you would like to get yourself involved in what the DNB has got going on, or if you're somebody who you think the community might be interested in learning a bit more about, then send Mesmi or any of the Dynamic Node Builder members a DM, or click the link to the DNB Discord server. It's in the description. As I keep saying, say good day and tell them the Upland Down Under podcast sent you. All right, moving on to the tail end of the show. Nice and short this week. We've got a few, not the usual giveaways for the weekly challenge. I will say we were kind of talking about this before we got kicked off as well. One of the reasons why I don't run competitions through YouTube is because YouTube comments have a habit of disappearing. I did have somebody reach out on Twitter through the week saying, hey, why do you keep deleting my comment? I want to enter your competition. No, I wasn't deleting it. Sometimes bots automatically flag the comments and delete it. Sometimes, like Swalies and Labans and Brabants, apparently, they just don't show up anymore. Or they show up there for a while and then they don't. So if your name isn't in this list, please send me a DM on the back end and I will endeavor to at least add your name into the big list that goes into the end of year prize wheel giveaways. So yeah, it was just out of my hands, unfortunately. I can't add you in if I can't see you. And frustratingly, I thought I made it very clear, you have to add your in-game name, and some people didn't. And I reminded them, I put a reply there, please add your in-game name, and they didn't. Swally and I were also talking about this before we got kicked out. I'm just an absolute prick for rules. Rules. So if you didn't follow the rules, you ain't in it, and you can't win it. So last week's challenge, if you didn't see already, was to keep your eyes and ears out for the breaking news episode about the Sparklet airdrop event I put out, and share your thoughts on Upland's airdrop in the YouTube comments below the video. And yes, I did say several times, make sure you include your Upland in-game name. The prize, well, successful entries, as was outlined, are going to go into the running to win 25,000 UPX after fees and a Samurai Aquatics map asset in tonight's show. I didn't say what map asset that was, so whoever wins, I'll just have a chat with you and maybe just see what you want. Let me close some stuff and we can jump straight over to that one. So, clickety-clackety-click. Wheel of Names is going to work. There we go. So yes, 25k for this one and a Samurai Aquatics map asset. Somewhat of your choice. Best of luck, everybody. Congratulations, Dr. Tid. I knew that was going to happen. Now I'm going to get in trouble because Dr. Tid is somebody who didn't really follow the rules. I said, hey, what's your in-game name? And he's like, you know what it is. I sent it to you in DM. So I was humming and hurrying before we got kicked off. Am I going to put him in there or not? And I eventually did. So I was like, I bet you he's going to win it. And he did. What do you know? Tempting fate or however you want to call it. That's that one. Now, that's not the only giveaway we got going tonight. I will hold off on the live participants wheel because Swally's got some stuff to give away.
All right. Man. So speaking of rules that weren't necessarily followed, Jacob for Jesus did enter the comp, but his build was just a standard build, one that's always available, not a unique limited time build. So, unfortunately, he's been removed. I was arguing about leaving him on there and just doing a reduced amount for a week or something, but then players like Elslack missed out because they don't have the unique build as well. So I was like, no, we better stick to the rules. So that still left us with 20 entrants. So we'll still do 3 spins of the wheel. However, there's quite a few London properties, which I was hoping wouldn't happen, which take twice as much spark. So I may not be able to do all 3 straight off the bat. I'd probably be able to start the third one and probably have to add to it once when the other two are completed if London ends up winning too many of them. Unfortunately, I was hoping to get more Miami and Tokyo in there, but anyway, it is what it is. So, I'll spin away.
All right, so we're going to spin this 3 times. And yep. We're removing names?
Yes, because there's an address attached to each name. So once, yeah, so once you've spun it, remove them and go again.
All right, best of luck to everybody who got involved, and congratulations to Swally 50 Spark. And I won it straight off the bat. We talked about this as well at the start, so that's too funny.
Oh, that's rigged.
That is rigged. All right, I removed myself. We're going to roll that again. Swally just said he will help me with a couple of builds or something here, there, everywhere. Well, that'll be run secondary to everybody else.
No, that's all right. No, you're part of, I mean, you don't get to win much, so you're part of it, so that's all good. So there's still two more to go.
I'll be number 4 in that. Right. The first legit winner is King Cody. Congratulations.
King Cody?
Reach out to Swally, or Swally's got the address.
So I've got the address, so I'll just sort that out after the show.
Bung it on. All right, so that's one down, two more to go. Media might have it. Jab in the media. Congratulations. And that means we've got one more. The band might have it. Nope. Flipped over to Jazz. It's the Jazzy Jazz. Congratulations, Jazz. A live star. And thank you very much, Swally, for putting those up.
Too easy.
All right, that means we're going to go back over to the live participant wheel, and this is going to be... Oh, there's one thing I forgot to do, which was the bonus. All right, I'll go back to that in a second. Live participants wheel, this is going to be a Samurai Aquatic Map Assets bridge or jacuzzi. I'm going to still keep doing that for a while. Trendy's just missed out, so might have it. Sir's got another one. Sir Ness, if you're available in chat and you can let me know if you would prefer a bridge or a jacuzzi, I'll send me flopping about on the back end. Let me go back here, and back here, and back here. Now, what did I forget? Well, I forgot to say that there is a bonus prize attached with the weekly. It wasn't just 25,000 UPX. As I kind of outlined last week, Swally talked me around, or gave me the idea at least, to do some bonus stuff. The bonus prize of 5,000 UPX for the comment from the YouTube comment that I thought was pretty good was won by Scory23 said, I think I'm going to need a second phone just for Upland, just to keep up. I thought that was pretty good. 5,000 UPX on the way for you as well, Scory. So Ness might be half asleep. All right, that brings us to... No, I haven't done... Shit, what am I doing? I'm all over the place. You want to know how you can go into next week's prize. Next week's challenge. All right, in the contest channel, we're going back to the NBA server. Get away from the YouTube dramas. In the contest channel within the NBA server, let us know which came first, the llama or the llama egg. Make sure you justify your decision with an explanation. Bonus points if you include a diagram or an image to go with it. You know what? If you include a diagram or an image and you put an explanation in, I'll put your name in twice. How about that? I'll double up your entries. And that'll double up for the end of year giveaways as well. That'll be back to rolling for a chance to win 10,000 UPX after fees. So NBA server, if you don't know what that is, the link is in the description. Jump on over there, get in the contest channel, and let us know what you think about those very strange-looking llama eggs. Or maybe you want to rage about the USD kind of situation or whatever. Just make sure you justify your decision with an explanation. And like I said, I'll double up your entry if you include a diagram or an image to go with it. All right, I think that pretty much brings us to the end. Don't forget that if you want to get a cool Blossom Season ornament, make sure you jump on over to the Eye Showroom. It's at 17273 in Woodbine Street, Detroit. Now, I didn't really set up a specific competition for this. If you get an entry into this week's weekly challenge, That's also going to get you an entry into what will be two giveaways in next week's show. We'll be giving two of the classics, I believe, which is this kind of really scary looking one over here, the red eyeball. So yes, make sure you get an entry in for that. Thank you very much to Umbrella Boy for reaching out to let us give away those on the show. That's it. That's all I got for this week. Yeah. If nobody else has anything to spam or shill, we'll leave it at that. Get it in nice and early. If you're going away over the Easter break, take it easy, especially if you're on the roads or whatnot. There's all sorts of lunatics out and about at this time of the year. And that's it. A reminder that if you were in a time zone that fits in with the Thursday night recording schedule of starting at 7 p.m. AST and you'd like to get involved, the link to the weekly live podcast is always dropped in the NBA server about 15 minutes before the show starts. That invitation extends to any of the other channel's podcast productions. So if you have an Upland NFT or Metaverse product, service, or event to promote, send me Ben68 a DM or get yourself in the NBA server, which is linked in the description. That's it. See you later. Bye.